Did Fallen Angels Create a Hybrid Race? By Rick Longver. The Fall. It is believed by many in Christendom that angels came down or were cast down to earth at least three times, and after two of those casting downs they are believed to have had sexual relations with human women, who then birthed a hybrid, half-human, half-angel race of giants. The first occurrence of angels being cast down to planet Earth is believed to have occurred in between the first two verses of Genesis chapter 1, and is called the first disruption. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form, and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Genesis 1:1-2. A few versions, Clot, Debar, Rotherhams, translate the beginning of verse 2, and the earth became a waste, thereby leaving the reader to assume that the earth was before this disruption different than it was when God began to create, or as many believe recreate on it starting in verse 9 of chapter 1. And with this belief they conclude the cause of this disruption was the fall of Satan and his rebellious angels, with not one verse to prove this fall, except their belief that planet Earth became a vacant void, and the reason for that was Satan, along with the rebel angels, were cast out of heaven down to planet Earth, and their casting out caused massive destruction to the planet. A second proof text, second witness for both sides of the argument, those who believe in the casting down, or disruption, and those who do not, can be found in Isaiah 45:18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, he created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Some versions translate, he created it not in vain, to read, he created it not a waste place, or void. The one group believes it was originally created not in vain, and God intended to make it a place of habitation, and from verse 9 of chapter 1 of Genesis that is what he did. The other side believes it was once a place of habitation, and then became a void wasteland or chaos, and then he recreated on it, using the same verses from Genesis. Now whether this disruption did, or did not occur, or what was caused it, the casting of Satan and his fallen angels out from heaven, or some other natural event is not the purpose of this article. The purpose of this article is, did angels come down to earth and mate with women, and then conceive the hybrid race of people, giants, who were half human and half angel, fallen angels, or as some call them, superhuman giants? I only mention the above disruption because some will argue that these fallen angels fell at that time, and are to blame for much of the sin that humans did during the time of Noah, and their casting down to earth with their leader Satan had already occurred, according to some, long before they are said to have had sexual relationships with human women, and not at the time of Genesis chapter 6. Some, who believe that fallen angels had intercourse with women, also believe that the serpent in the garden, who they believe was the devil, seduced Eve, and the result was Cain, or, as some also teach, another race of hybrid humans that Eve gave birth to before Cain, who Cain later took a wife from, who they teach is the lineage that the Jews who were constantly attacking Jesus were from, who Jesus said, they were from their father the devil, John 8:44, and this lineage is also the lineage of Jews who are in Israel today. Google. The two-seed line doctrine. This teaching of fallen angels seducing women has been around for centuries, and can be found in the non-canonical Book of Enoch, and Jubilees, that is where this teaching was later adopted from by many Christians, and Jews, and other religions as well. So we can see that this understanding, that fallen angels, and the devil, can have intercourse with women has now permeated much of Christianity, but its roots are in ancient Babylonian religion, and non-canonical writings. There is also another group of angels from the scriptures that some believe who these fallen angels are. They can be found in Daniel 4:13, 17, 23, where they are called watchers. These watchers are said to watch over the affairs of humans. Some of these watchers were believed to be enamored with the women, and lusted after them, causing them to leave their position and begin to cohabit with them. Yet again, there is no verse to back up those claims. I will come back to the next believed occurrence of falling angels to earth, as that is the topic of discussion here, and will move on to the next portion of scripture that is believed to be about fallen angels being cast out of heaven to earth. It can be found in Revelation. If taken literally, this can actually be believed as taking place, unlike the Genesis non-accounts of Satan and his rebel angels being cast out and causing the disruption, and later seducing women. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war, and they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Revelation 12:7-9. So here in Revelation is where many seem to have found support for the Genesis account of a disrupted planet Earth caused by fallen angels and the devil. They just moved the timing back several thousands of years, or believe the same event occurred in the past and will also occur in the future. Cast out but still had access to everywhere. It is also believed by many that these fallen angels are at present up in a location known as heaven, where many believe God lives, and are in the very presence of God, with Satan, who is there, standing before the throne of God, hurling accusations toward God about every believer that has ever existed, and he and his fallen angels are also in hell torturing all who have died in unbelief. And to add to this, many also believe that Satan and his angels are ruling the world's affairs, from false religions, false teachers, corrupt and non-corrupt governments and their leaders, all the way down to the level of the common man on the street. The power that is believed by many, that Satan and his rebel angels have, is so strong that they believe these fallen angels can actually change their form into a being that can procreate with human women, be it a serpent, or a shining being, or something that can seem to represent a human, ignoring what Jesus said concerning angels' sexual abilities, when he was asked about the relationships between a man and a woman in the resurrection. For in the resurrection neither are they marrying nor taking in marriage, but are as messengers, angels of God in heaven. Matthew 22:30, Mark 12:25. The context of the above verse has to do with the marriage, sexual relationship between men and women after the resurrection, and Jesus tells his listeners that relationships will be on a higher level than what they are now, and we will be like the angels, who do not have sexual relations, not marrying of taken in marriage. Two lineages, sons of man / sons of God. In chapters 4 and 5 we read of two lineages multiplying. One of Cain, chapter 4, and one of Adam, through Seth, the end of chapter 4 and into chapter 5. At the beginning of Cain's lineage we read something that is very important. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, Genesis 4:16. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. He now was in the camp of man, or the sons of men to which the daughters of men were born, from Genesis 6:1. Cain no longer walked with God. Also, in Cain's lineage we notice that there are women mentioned. Adah and Zillah, the wives of Lamech, as well as Naamah, the sister of Tubal-Cain. Could these inclusions be a clue to the daughters of men? This is not to say that Adam's lineage through Seth did not bear daughters, it only points out that the daughters through Cain's line were possibly very beautiful. The daughters of men were beautiful, and this could be the reason for their inclusion. Cain's lineage is the lineage of the sons of man. Those who did not call upon the Lord. Another thought is, these sons of men could have been pre-Adamic humans, and this too is believed by some who take the first and second accounts of God creating humans as two different accounts. First account, sons of man, Genesis 1:26-28-29, second account, sons of God, Genesis 2:5-8. The sons of God. To Seth, to him also a son was born, and he called his name Enosh. Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Although it is likely that others called upon the Lord, Here I believe at the time of Enosh, people began to praise God. Mielalil name means praise of God. And they also began to teach about God. Enoch name means teaching, or initiation, and they were a possession of God. Kenan name means a possession. This is why this lineage is called the sons of God. Those today, who call upon the Lord, believe on the Lord, proclaim the message of the Lord, and are a possession of the Lord, are called the sons of God. It was the same in those days as well. These are those who the scriptures are speaking of, where we read of the sons of God in Genesis 6:2, those who called upon the name of the Lord, are the sons of God. Paul in Romans tells us, for whoever are being led by God's Spirit, these are sons of God. Romans 8:14, John, in his first epistle says the same. Perceive what manner of love the Father has given us, that we may be called children of God. And we are. Therefore the world does not know us, for it did not know him. Beloved, now are we children of God, and it was not as yet manifested what we shall be. We are aware that, if he should be manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him according as he is. 1 John 3:1-2. Also, Jesus' human lineage in Luke traces all the way back to Adam, with Seth, Enoch, Mielalil and Kenan being named as well, but not Ken. Luke 3:23-38. Nowhere in the scriptures do we read that fallen angels, or demons, or unbelievers are called sons of God, but we do read that believers, both male and female, are called sons of God. Remember, there is no male or female, all are the same in Christ. Galatians 3:28. Genesis 6:1-4. Now it came about, when men began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful. And they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose. Genesis 6:1-2. These two verses and the next few after them are said to be the proof texts that fallen angels came down to earth and had children with the daughters of man, humans, thereby creating another race of beings, a hybrid race of giants. These hybrid beings are what is believed by many what caused God to say, enough, now I will destroy the earth and all on it, because man, not really man, but half man half angel, even when we read that man is also fleshed, Genesis 6:4, has become so sinful and corrupt that I repent of creating them. All except Noah and his wife, his three sons, and three daughter-in-laws were affected by this mating frenzy. And I have to assume all the men, because these fallen angels were only attracted to the women. There is also a teaching that says that there were no children on the planet at the time of the flood, as these women became sterile, or their hybrid giant children did and were unable to procreate, again, with no scripture to back that up with. As was said, the union of these two different species, angels and humans, is said to have created, birthed, hybrid giants. And the next few verses are used to bring this understanding home. Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh. Nevertheless his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim, giants, were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Genesis 6:3-4. Let's dissect these verses and the two before them, and see if what is commonly believed about them is actually true, or just another traditional teaching. But first, when God created creatures that have the ability to procreate, he said, let the earth bring forth its creatures after their kind, or in other words, they can only come together and produce after their kind, a dog with a dog, a cat with a cat, a horse with a horse, a human with a human. There can be inbreeding with different breeds of cats and dogs and horses and cattle, as well as humans from different races, but if someone believes that an angel can procreate with a human and create a new species, a hybrid, half angel, half human, superhuman giant, then they also must believe in evolution, or what is called macroevolution, a transition into a new species. I think it has been proven through the lineages that the sons of God are believers who called upon the name of the Lord, and the daughters of men are from the lineage that were not believers. God then says his spirit will not always strive with man, because he is also flesh, and he limits man's lifespan to 120 years. This is probably because as these two lineages came together, humans started to move away from the Lord. They no longer called upon the Lord, they followed their flesh and not the spirit. The two lineages could no longer be distinguished, as we read in verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. It should be noted that God didn't say, God saw the inhabitants of earth have become something other than what I created, and their imaginations of the heart are only evil continually. He saw that man, with an unregenerated heart, was constantly moving away from him. Next, in the verse, we are told that there were giants on the earth in those days, and afterward, this is important, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and bore children to them. This portion of scripture is what many claim tells us that fallen angels had intercourse with women and born Nephilim, giants, when the verse plainly states that when the sons of God had intercourse with the daughters of men bore children to them, and during that time, when the two lineages came together, there were also giants in the land. It does not say that their union produced a hybrid race of giants. It plainly states there were giants on the land at that time, and afterwards. Were these giants men of renown? I don't believe that is what is implied here. I believe, when these two lineages came together, their offspring became humans that other humans looked up to, figuratively. They became heroes of the people. People who now looked to other people to show them the way. Giants everywhere, and there were giants on the land. And afterward, after the flood, if this is true, and the flood was global, I believe it wasn't, we have a problem, as these are the same race of giants mentioned later in Numbers 13:33, many years after the flood. The Lord said to Moses, "Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites." So they went up and spied out the land. And they told him, "Yet the people who live in the land are strong, and the towns are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there." So they brought to the Israelites an unfavorable report of the land that they had spied out, saying, "The land that we have gone through as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people that we saw in it are of great size. There we saw the Nephilim come from the descendants of Anak or the Anakites, and always have." Emphases added. "And to ourselves we seemed like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them." To explain this phenomena more, giants, theologians ignore the scripture that tells where these Nephilim giants came from, Anak, and claim there was another rebellion in heaven which caused another disruption, but to a lesser extent, and these latest rebel angels did the mating game once again, and once again without one verse of scripture to prove their theory. Also, what makes anyone believe that a giant human is not fully human, but is half human half fallen angel, when the scriptures plainly state these giants were the descendants of Anak, see verses above, not the descendants of rebel angels. This teaching comes from mythology, which has turned into tradition, which is now accepted as truth from the scriptures, yet it has no foundation in the scriptures. We do know that there are spirits being held in a place that has been translated Tartarus, who left their first estate. Tartarus has been translated as hell in some versions, and hell has been translated as the unseen in others, I think because the place Tartarus is really not from the scriptures, at least not the originals, and I don't believe it should be in the scriptures. Tartarus is only mentioned once in the Bible, in 2 Peter 2:4. In Greek mythology, it is said to be the place where the defeated Titans are held after they lost the war with the gods. This sounds similar to the rebel angels' war with God. I believe that these angels who left their first estate are being held, not in a location, because how can a spirit being be held in a physical location? I think they have been placed in a realm that restricts their movements. Imjad 6 we read that they left their own habitation realm and now they are being kept in imperceptible, undetectable, unseen bonds until the day of judging. This too is not a location, it is a realm that is undetectable, unseen to us, a place where movement is limited, bound for the ones held there. Jesus is said to have gone to them after his resurrection, 1 Peter 3:19, and many believe he went down to them, under the earth, when the scriptures say no such thing, they do say he went to them. Why Tartarus, a mythical place under the earth, was used as this place is unknown to me, but I doubt very much that it was in the originals, it probably should have been translated the unseen. Maybe we will know for certain in the coming kingdom. So we can see that some of what is believed does not have its roots in the scriptures, but in mythology, superstition, or as Paul called it, wives' tales, womanish myths, and from the books of Enoch and Jubilees, and the traditional beliefs of man passed down, and they should be discarded as we study these matters out.